Good afternoon. It's 10 degrees and mostly cloudy at 1 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, I'm Scott Gardner. Notorious killer Paul Bernardo is scheduled for a day parole hearing next March. Tim Danson, lawyer for the families of Bernardo's murder victims, 14-year-old Leslie Mahaffey and 15-year-old Christian French, says he doesn't believe Bernardo will ever get parole. Danson says the process has gutted the families of his victims, but he believes Bernardo will die in prison. Bernardo was sentenced in 1995 to life with no chance for parole for 25 years for raping and murdering Mahaffey and French. He was also given a dangerous offender status for admitting to raping 14 other women. In national news, the federal government is under more political pressure to step up its financial commitment on First Nations child welfare, this time from an Indigenous member of Finance Minister Bill Morneau's Economic Advisory Council. In a letter obtained by the Canadian Press, entrepreneur Carol Ann Hilton says the NDP's motion on child welfare creates a pressure point for the federal government to respond to a decision on the matter by the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. The NDP's motion is expected to be supported by all parties when it is voted on later today. The motion calls for an additional $155 million investment and to establish a long-term funding blueprint. While the government wants to phase the spending in over time in order to give agencies time to expand their capacity. A strange and tragic story from New Brunswick. Back in August 2013, 4-year-old Noah Barth and his 6-year-old brother Connor died after a 45-kilogram African rock python fell into the room where they slept. A New Brunswick prosecutor says an aggressive python likely used an air duct to escape its enclosure and kill the two sleeping boys. Crown attorney Pierre Roussel gave his opening statement today at the jury trial of the man charged in the deaths of the boys who were suffocated by the snake. Jean-Claude Savier, who now lives near Montreal, pleaded not guilty to criminal negligence causing death. He owned a pet store below his Campbellton apartment where the boys were having a sleepover with his son. Roussel told the jury they will hear the snake had gotten into the duct before and that an employee had warned Savier the vent cover needed to be repaired. He said the cover was found on the floor of the snake enclosure. The judge instructed the jury Tuesday about the presumption of innocence and said Savoy starts with a clean slate at the beginning of the trial. In U.S. election news, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton is in Florida today as the presidential race rushes to a close. The state is quickly becoming an integral chapter in what has been and will continue to be a close race. Brad Malik has more.
The days of single events are over for Hillary Clinton. She'll sprint through 3 rallies in the Sunshine State today. It's her 3rd time in the state in less than a week. Donald Trump will be here again tomorrow. The state could well be a tipping point and polls show a dead heat. Meanwhile, the parties are dead even in early voting here. That's good news for Republicans who trailed at this point 4 years ago. Brad Milkey, ABC News, Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
In entertainment news, Man, Machine, Poem. It's the working title of the Tragically Hip's documentary. Bell Media says the documentary will roll out on several of its channels and platforms next year. The band's latest tour came after lead singer Gord Downie announced he has incurable brain cancer. That's QNET News on 91X to 103. Now for sports. Rookie catcher Wilson Contreras is set to start in Game 6 of the World Series tonight. With Jake Arrieta on the mound for the Chicago Cubs, Arrieta is focusing on keeping his game simple and effective ahead of the do-or-die game.
I just want to execute with quality in and out of the strike zone and try and get ahead in the count as early and as often as I can.
The Cleveland Indians will give the nod to Josh Tomlin with a chance to win the World Series tonight in front of the hometown Cleveland fans. First pitch goes at 10 after 8. The Loyalist Lancers men's basketball teams are on the road this Thursday at Fleming College. The men and women's volleyball take to the floor to play Algonquin College this Friday and La Salle the following Saturday afternoon. The Wellington Dukes are at home against the Aurora Tigers this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. The Dukes have had Aurora's number so far this season, winning the team's previous 2 matchups 4-3 and 6-1. As far as the NHL is concerned, the Toronto Maple Leafs will welcome the division-leading Edmonton Oilers at the ACC at 7:30. The Ottawa Senators are on the road to visit Carolina, and the Winnipeg Jets will face off against the Washington Capitals. Send us your team or league scores via email at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for the weather. Mostly cloudy in Belleville right now. Temperatures expected to sit at 11 degrees tonight with a small chance of rain. It's currently 105 and 10 degrees. This has been QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Scott Gardner, news on 91X next at 2.